Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. My name is Jeff Kanige. My guest today is the co-creator of 420 Expo, which is a three-day recreational cannabis event, for lack of a better word, and we'll get into that in a minute. Dan Davis. Dan, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for taking the time to do that. To do this, I appreciate it. I struggled to come up with a quick description of what 420 Expo is, so I want to hear you. I want to hear how you describe it. The website calls it an interactive cannabis carnival. What does that mean, and why did you feel the need to do this?
We're a trade show production company. We've been producing events for almost two decades around the country. And one of the things we specialize in is our fringe events, what we like to call. And, you know, about 3.5 years ago, after doing some events in New Jersey for the last, 12, 13 years, we saw the writing on the wall that cannabis was going to become legalized, from an adult use standpoint in the state. And, obviously saw what we thought was a need for a consumer cannabis expo. There's been plenty of B2B ones in the area, mm-hmm. but never anything that was, consumer facing. So we wanted to create the first B2C consumer cannabis expo, which is what we have, the 420 Expo. And, so far the response has been nothing but great on all fronts, from, exhibitors, from attendees. And it's going to be a three-day event at the New Jersey Expo Center, September 16th through 18th.
Right. Very good. That's in Edison. And as you said, you gave the dates. There is a website, as I mentioned at the top, where there's a link to that for anyone interested, that's attached to the post with this video. So you said it's for consumers. So the audience is folks who want to learn more about cannabis, or this isn't for folks who are interested in setting up a dispensary or anything like that. This is for, as you say, for consumers to learn more. I mean, what will they get out of it?
So we created the 420 Expo, and the 420 Expo is for people on a variety of levels. It's, consumers that, those people that have been cannabis enthusiasts and users for years, whether, for medical, their own, personal use, for some time. So you're going to have those experienced cannabis users. But, what we also noticed is that there's a large, contingent of people, since it's become legalized, for adult use or recreational, however you want to term it, mm-hmm. that a lot of people want to learn more about it, that are just rediscovering it. There's things that, when we were, younger, and a lot of people used it before it was legalized, right. that had no idea things existed. Like, do I want a strain that's sativa dominant or indica dominant? Most of us had no idea what those two things were up until a few years ago. Okay. So we're going to get like what we like to call also the can of curious, those people that are just rediscovering it. And what this is a celebration of cannabis for that. Cannabis is the star of the show. And of course, look, we know we're going to get people. Anytime you get, 70 or so exhibitors from the cannabis world exhibiting at a trade show, you're going to get those people, too, that want to get into the business. Right. So we have seminars and programming, for those people as well. And as far as resources for those that want to, maybe are interested in getting into some facet in the industry.
Okay, so there's a wide variety. I mean, when folks go and look at the website, they can see that there's a lot packed into those 3 days. So it looks like it's not just, it looks like a convention in that there are exhibitors, there's a convention floor, there are breakout sessions, there are things like that, but there's also entertainment. I mean, tell me a little bit about the programming and the thought that went into what the programming looks like.
Myself and my partner, we looked at this as as something like, what would we want to experience when we went to a show? You just don't want to go there and just see, we have the trade, the right. trade show floor, 100,000 or so square feet of, various exhibitors from, all facets of the cannabis industry and beyond. So whether it be, legal, accounting, dispensaries, CBD vendors, people that sell accessories, those kind of things, and also ancillary things. But, we also, what would you want to do? So, we have a full entertainment stage where we have all sorts of programming on there, from musical acts, ranging from reggae to rock and roll to, pretty much you name it, acoustic okay. duos. We have aerial acts. We have dancers. We have a magician. We have a comedian. We have live game shows. We have Q&A sessions on stage with two of our main celebrities at the show, Tommy Chong, who, you know, everybody probably knows from Cheech and Chong fame, and also Rob Van Dam, who's a WWE Hall of Fame wrestler who's had a career that spanned, you know, 30 some odd years. He's still wrestling to this day, mm-hmm. and a huge advocate for cannabis. We have about 20 or so seminars in a breakout space and panels and discussions on everything from, you know, how to get, like I said, how to get into the business to, you know, what type, you know, of, for those people, the can of curious, like I said, of just want rediscovering it or, you know, just want to find out more, you know, discussions on movies that you would do. Yeah, you know, we have video games on the floor. We have a guy that does really bad portraits.
that sounds like fun.
We have glass blowing. We have a guy that's a creative roller who basically will take, you know, it's a painstaking process and I won't bore you with the details, but can literally create, I've seen him create like something like the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo and made it into a functional smokable, you know, joint, okay. you know, and speaking of the Mystery Machine, we have replicas of some cars there. We have the Mystery Machine. We'll have a Flintstones mobile and, you know, some other cars. And then, you know, of course, you know, we have, you know, New Jersey's a BYOC state,
right.
Where you can bring your own cannabis. So, you know, for those who want to bring their own, there's no sales of THC inside, no vaping or consuming inside the building, pursuant to state laws, you are allowed to smoke outside. So we did create a smoking section out there that's there. And, you know, again, more music. And also you will have about 10 or so food trucks out there and food vendors, you know, for people that, you know, want to go out there. And if they're hungry, you know, after, you know, visiting the smoking section, they definitely have somewhere to go.
Right. Well, that does in fact sound like a carnival. So there's a lot going on, clearly. You mentioned that you have experience doing these kinds of events, and I think you call them fringe businesses. The one that I read about that you were involved with is called Exotica. Where is this a nationwide thing? I think you did say that you do go around the country. I mean, where have you done these kinds of things before?
So my business partner with the 420X, when I've been working with him for about 16 years with Exotica, okay. He created 3 Expo events. His name is Jay Handy, who's our, you know, that, and we 3 Expo events produces, you know, various events around the area or consults on things. And the main show that 3 Expo events has been producing around the country for 46 or 47 shows now in about a dozen or so cities, is the Exotica Expo. And, you know, and those in New Jersey are probably familiar with it. We've been doing it in the New Jersey Expo Center for going on October will be our 14th year. So, you know, those from the area have, you know, more than likely seen our billboards around the area or heard our radio spots. And, you know, and what that is, you know, it's a, like we like to call a celebration of, you know, sexy. It's the largest consumer event in the U.S. dedicated to love and sex. And, you know, it's, you know, Jersey, out of all the cities where we've done that event, whether it be L.A., we presently do it in Chicago, Miami, the D.C. metro area. We've done it in Denver, Portland, Dallas, Atlantic City, you know, all these places around the country. And for some reason, Edison, New Jersey is the epicenter and our largest of those events that we've been doing.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. And the 420 though, the Cannabis Expo, is this the first one that you're doing, or have you done these before?
Yeah, it's the first one that we've done. I mean, obviously, you know, we're looking to, you know, and so far the response has been overwhelming to it. And, you know, we're really looking forward to it. And yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, possibly, you know, eventually bring it to some of these other cities around the country where it is legal.
Right.
You know, but I mean, yeah, it's, you know, this is the first one of those that we've been doing. It's definitely the first of its kind, not only for us, but in the state of a consumer facing, you know, cannabis expo where you can bring your own and, you know, and doing the things that we're doing on a large scale.
Okay. And I'm guessing, just to make sure, you would only do this in a place where recreational use is legal. Am I in a state where recreational use is legal? Am I right about that? Or
that's definitely true. I mean, you know, somewhere where it's not, you know, while there's some states, more and more states are, you know, putting it on their referendums, on their ballots. And, you know, as each year goes by, more and more states have, you know, approved recreational or adult use. I mean, there's a lot of states where it's, you know, it's medically approved for medical card holders.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Yes. So,
yeah. And obviously it's important. And, you know, Yeah, but to get it on that large scale, like we like to do it, like we like to do things, you know, it's got to be pretty much in a, you know, in, right. in a state where adult use is legal.
Right. Okay. And this is the first one. Are there going to be more? Is this an annual event? How do you?
It's definitely, I mean, we're definitely, you know, looking forward to doing this. We have dates already on hold, and we'll be announcing those at the expo for 2023 in New Jersey, also returning. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, this is something, you know, when you launch into something, you know, this grand and this big, and, you know, look, there's been B2B conferences, like you said before, and, you know, around the tri-state area, you know, we're sure there's been like small little, you know, things and gatherings. But, you know, again, nothing on the scale of what we're doing here. I mean, you know, the New Jersey Expo Center is a fantastic facility. You know, it has over 100,000 square feet of exhibit space there. And, you know, again, we're looking forward to, you know, continuing it there. And, you know, again, like, you know, some other cities there, you know, places where we do produce events, you know, have already, you know, heard about this and, right. you know, are kind of asking us, hey, any interest in doing this over here in our building or our state?
Okay. And I know that you said it's mainly for consumers. I'm curious as to how the cannabis businesses are taking this. If I recall correctly, Apothecarium, I think, is one of your sponsors. What kind of response have you gotten from them? I would think that they must be thrilled that you're doing this, that you're doing the job of educating their consumers for them. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, definitely, like, you know, Apothecarium is one of our exhibitors on it, and, you know, one of the dispensaries, you know, in the tri-state area. Yeah, we couldn't really, you know, put out, while this event has been in the planning stages for, you know, roughly about 3.5 years on our end right now, from mm-hmm. concept, you know, now to completion. You know, we really, really couldn't start, you know, selling the event. And, you know, and really getting out there and putting boots to the ground, both to the consumers and to the, you know, prospective vendors. So until New Jersey started, you know, rolling out the recreational facilities that they've had, and, you know, in each month, you know, more and more are being added to that list in the state also. But, you know, while this, you know, got approved on the ballot, you know, roughly what, 3 years ago. It's, you know, we had to wait until, instead of 420, it was 421, April 21st, when they started rolling them out. And that's really when we could, you know, say, okay, guys, yeah, we're putting the pedal to the metal. You know, obviously we had our, you know, ducks in a row and our name and our contracts and all that with the facility before that. But, you know, we had to wait until, you know, the word got out there.
Well, that's, and that was my the last thing I wanted to ask you about was that delay. It was frustrating for a lot of folks, especially people who voted for it overwhelmingly in this state, that it took so long. But it reached a point where you were comfortable, but that you had a sort of a base to work from, that would a critical mass of a business that here in the state.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, producing fringe events like we have, and, you know, we've encountered this with Exotica in various cities, you know, across the U.S. In fact, the first time we, you know, did Exotica in New Jersey, I don't know if people really remember, but, you know, I think it was back in like 2006 or 2007, you know, we were originally supposed to do it in Secaucus, and, you know, a big thing happened there with, you know, the mayor of the town came out against us, and we ended up moving the complete show less than 2 weeks before it happened, and to where our home is now in Edison. So, you know, people always don't accept you with, you know, right. with, you know, flowers and unicorns and rainbows when you pop into a city at that. And even with this, you know, we were, you know, of course we were a little bit concerned, but we made sure we crossed our T's, dotted our I's, met with local, you know, law enforcement officials, just to make sure that everything we're doing, you know, is 100% above board and legal. And, you know, it's been, you know, anytime you enter this and, you know, put out the kind of, you know, money and, you know, time and effort when you're doing it, you know, of course you're always concerned, you know, with it. And, you know, we took that leap of faith. You know, we're not somebody who just likes to dip our toes in. We like to jump into the deep end right away and, you know, do a cannonball and say, here we are, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, so far, you know, it's paying off in a big way for us.
Okay. And that brings me, I'm curious, you mentioned the response of has been good. What kind of crowd are you expecting for over the 3 days?
I mean, originally we were, conservatively, estimating, somewhere to 12,000 to 15,000 people over the 3 days. We're definitely, think that we're going to do that. It's hard to track, right. sometimes because it is the first event of its kind. And while we've done, other consumer events, around the country, do the advanced ticket sales, are those, can you put those against, like, let's just say what we've done for an event like Exotica and put those side by side and use those as a tracking metric? Can you, and then what is the walk-up attendance going to be, from the box office? Because you can still buy tickets at the box office there. So far, again, everything that we're seeing, I mean, the numbers are just trending, great for us. We hope, obviously, that they hold true for, both us and, for our exhibitors and sponsors. And there's no indication that it isn't. I mean, every day, we seem to be growing momentum, whether it's, from, great people such as yourselves who are, giving us a little bit of a spotlight to talk about this, or, people that are seeing our, outdoor advertising up and down the New Jersey Turnpike, or hearing the radio spots, on the various Jersey radio stations, seeing the social media out there, from us, or, Tommy Chong tweeting about it, or, Rob Van Dam posting, Instagram stories about it. So, I just, we just think that everything is going to go up, and, look, hopefully we'll be surprised and do even more people. So, we'll see. Our fingers are crossed, obviously, and we wait with bated breath.
Okay. Well, I hope you'll come back and tell us how it went. I mean, I'm curious to see what this is going to look like.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, if you're curious, come on down.
Okay. All right. Maybe we will. Dan Davis, co-creator of 420 Expo, 420expo.com. Tickets are available on the site and the day of the show. It's in Edison, September 16th to the 18th. Dan Davis, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.